My name's Ronnie.
And I'm Dave.
And you are?
We're the City Shaker.
We are the City Shaker.
From Australia.
From Australia. Brisbane, to be precise.
How did you guys get started?
I was actually in a band with our guitarist about 7 years ago. We were a ska band, and we did a lot of touring and stuff, and essentially that band broke up about 4 years ago, and us two decided to continue on in a different direction. And then, I guess the rest of the band is formed around that, so yeah, that's pretty much it.
How you guys like the Warped Tour?
Pardon me, sorry?
How do you like the Warped Tour?
It's fucking awesome. It's pretty grueling. It's hard work, but it's worth it. You know, every ounce of sweat and every ounce of energy, you know, you get what you put out. You get out what you put in. Sorry, I've had a long day. So you get out what you put in. It's one of those things that, you know, you could go to Warped Tour, and if you were lazy, yeah, you get to play, but you won't get as much out of it as if you were to, you know, work really hard. And so it's one of those things that's like, it's just, you know, a lifelong dream, and it's amazing to be here, so it's awesome.
Yeah. In a nutshell, it's a dream come true.
Is this your first time?
It's our first World Tour, yeah.
It's my first time even in America.
How do you like America?
America's awesome. I like peanut butter and chocolate, and you guys seem to put it together all the time, whether it's in ice cream or chocolate bars or anything, so that's really cool. I really enjoy that.
Any favorite bands on Warped Tour or yours?
We've got a heap, I guess. We've buddied up with quite a few, especially on our stage, the Ernie Ball stage. Pretty much have just become a big family. Bands like Crossfaith, Mighty Mongo, Echo Smith, Middle Finger Salute,
Swellers, it's been really good. But like, in terms of bands that I actually like love, is like The Used, like my all-time favorite band since I was like 14 years old. And they're on tour, followed closely by Silverstein. That's awesome. And I think we got Billy Talent coming on in a couple of weeks, which we actually supported them when they came to Australia, and they're a massive influence on us and our music as well. So yeah, it's a pretty humble experience to be walking around and seeing these guys that you've sort of looked up to, and I guess, you know, idolized, and you're walking past them just day to day. It's just like, that's pretty surreal.
It's a very different experience too in that respect, because I mean, if this was a festival in Australia, there's such a like a hierarchy. You know, the big bands don't seem to mingle with the smaller bands, you know, whereas Warped Tour, it's just a level playing field, and everyone just talks to everyone else, and you know, you hang out at the barbecues, and you know, it doesn't matter what size band you are, or how long you've been together, or how many records you've sold, everyone just hangs out and has a few drinks and eats a hamburger, and yeah, just has a good time.
Like a big family.
Yeah, exactly. So this Warped Tour, I guess, essentially is just a big family, yeah.
So what do you guys have going on for the rest of the year?
Well, when we get back to Australia, we really need to focus on writing an album. That's one thing, but it's looking like we're going to do maybe a European and UK tour with a band that we met on Warped Tour called Middle Finger Salute. They're an English punk band, so it looks like we might, you know, towards the end of the year do a tour with them. Also looking at doing an Australian tour as well. So all I know is that we're going to be working on our album and doing at least one more tour, whether it's Australia or Europe, we don't know yet. So.
Essentially, yeah, we're basically trying to get through this without killing ourselves, and then we'll figure out the rest later. But we do have a few ideas, but I guess just getting through Warped Tour and making the most of this opportunity is pretty much our number one priority at the moment. But, yeah.
You guys plan on coming back to the US anytime
soon? Oh, for sure.
Absolutely, 100%.
Over here, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not like downing on the Australian music scene, because it is there in some genres, in some areas the Australian music scene's going really well. Just happens to be where we're situated in the aspect, in the whole scheme of things, the punk side of things, it isn't really moving forward too heavily at the moment, whereas over here, you know, it's alive and well. There's more people over here, which just means there's more people going to shows, there's more people spending money on tickets, and tickets are cheaper over here than Australia. And we definitely want to come back. We love it over here. Everyone we've met's been so hospitable. We made friends with some really awesome guys over here, some really awesome bands, and essentially we just want to come over and hang out more, you know? It's awesome.
How has your reception been like to other fans of other bands and stuff?
How have we been received?
Yeah.
Yeah. amazingly well, I have to say. I mean, our crowds haven't been huge, but they've been very vocal, and it's really, really reassuring when you sort of finish a song and there's maybe 20 people there and they all scream. Like, it's pretty cool. Like, I mean, again, it's sort of going back to our experiences in Australia, fans tend to be very
standoffish
a little, yeah. I guess. And
depends where you are, though. Yeah. It really depends where you are. Some places are great, some places are not.
And I think it could be the fact that we're a novelty as well. I think Americans tend to, I don't know, have a fondness for Australians for whatever reason, because of our weird way we talk, or I have no idea what it is, but
I like Australians.
Yeah, I don't know. See, Americans seem to love Australians. I mean,
they just want to hear us talk. They don't want to hear us play music. They just like hearing us talk between
yeah,
songs.
I think they pretty much sit there going, "Fuck, I wish they'd finish this shit song and start talking that Australian gibberish." They fucking talk.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Hey,
that's our selling factor. We should probably just not play any of our songs.
Yeah, we just get up there and do some spoken words, start talking about kangaroos and koalas and gum trees and shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, what we're going to do for the second half of the tour. Let's do some Australian bush poetry. No, that's a complete lie. I'm sorry for lying to you. No, I think it's been great. It's been really cool, you know. Like, you know, pretty much every show we've played, there's been at least one person, sometimes there's been multiple people that I've noticed have been singing our songs, like singing along, and it's pretty surreal to come halfway across the world, well actually not halfway, to actually the other side of the world, and see people singing along to our songs, you know. And we had a circle pit, we've had a couple of circle pits now, and like to go over to another country where we're relatively unknown, people are singing our songs, doing like, you know, running around crazy to our music, that's fucking awesome. Like, that's just,
that's what we do it for.
Yeah,
really.
That's it.
Have you had anybody come up and like just like, you know, ready to hug you guys and be like, your music is greatest, you know? Like.
We get a lot of hug offers from 14 to 15 year old girls. I'm not sure why that is. I think it's because Ronnie looks like a big teddy bear.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure if that's the actual case, but I don't know. Yeah, a lot of girls seem to want to give us hugs, which is cool. We don't really get that at home, but it seems to be a big thing out here, the whole fangirl hug thing, which is cool. Oh, I like it. It's
cool. Like, we've had like fans like come up to us with artwork they've drawn of us and stuff like that, which is really cool. And today, even today here in shit, where are we?
New Jersey.
I'm sorry. No, I know we're in New Jersey, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's able to tell us exactly where
we are. I'm going to tell you something. My whole life, I thought New Jersey was a city. I didn't know it was a state until today. I thought New Jersey was a city outside of New York. Okay, so...
Don't fret. A lot of people think that.
Okay, well, that's cool. But yeah, so today we had a girl come up to us that had, like, printed out our latest EP, Dan logo, on, like, a photo, high-res gloss paper.
Wow.
And it's like...
Poster for us to sign.
Yeah, like a poster for us all to sign. She brought that from home. And that was pretty cool today. And, you know, a lot of the times, a lot of people, like, they just want our signatures on our EPs and photos with us. Like, everywhere we go, pretty much, we get signature requests and photo requests and stuff. And we don't really get that much in Australia, much. Like, this whole merch tent thing that happens at Warped Tour, I think it's a really great way where you can sit and you set up your tent all day, you've got a base all day, and fans can come and hang out. It's a great way to interact with fans, to meet them on a personal level, not when you're on the stage, to meet them face to face, shake their hand, find out their name, they can find out your name, you know, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome. It gets a bit creepy though when they start like stalking you on all your profiles and stuff, but that's cool. That's cool.
I enjoy it personally.
Yeah, I got nothing to hide.